Hey guys, I just wanted to come on here. I just had such a strong unction, just a strong leading of the Spirit to share with you this very short word. I ministered on it last night, and I just felt such an unction to come on here and share it with you guys. And, you know, the Lord had me on the text of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish, and we all are very, very aware of that account. They had, you know, they all received the same invitation. Each one of them had accepted that invitation from the bridegroom, but only 5 were prepared, and the other 5 was not. And I just want to read a real quick verse of scripture. But the wise answered, wait a minute, let me start right here at number 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And, you know, this is something that has been so very strong upon my heart. We are in that time, even as we speak, closer and closer to the Lord's return, the bridegroom's return for his bride. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are your lamps filled with that fresh oil from heaven? Don't let that heavenly oil within you be contaminated with the oil of the world. You can't mix them. You got to have what I would call that heaven's grade oil flowing throughout you. And it's time to get filled up. It's time to get built up in the Lord, to stay upon that altar of prayer like Isaac when he was laid down upon the altar as a sacrifice. We must lay ourselves down upon the altars, that living sacrifice, that generation of Isaacs that will lay down and be that living sacrifice unto the Lord. You know, I can only imagine what those foolish virgins may have felt when that door shut and he said, I know you not. There is a time, and it is now, to get ready for the Lord's return, to get ready and to stay ready, to stay prepared, to keep those lamps filled. Don't let them flicker out. Don't wait till the last minute to say, give me part of yours. You can't get this oil. You can't get somebody else's oil. There's some things that you have to do for yourself, and this is one of those things. You know, you can't take of theirs, and you can't wait to the last minute to develop a close relationship with the bridegroom. It needs to be a daily thing with our King of Glory. It needs to be that daily constant communion with him. And it's just such a strong unction for us, a call to intercession, a call to search our own selves, to always make it about him and not about us, and just stay at that altar of prayer for this nation, for our loved ones, for whatever it is that you stand in need of, but most of all for that closeness to him, because we can continue to draw closer to him. It has been such a fierce fight within this nation trying to distract us. But it's time to keep that focus, that direct eye-to-eye contact with Jesus. And you know, I continue to think about the door being shut. And when that time comes, I pray that no one is, you know, I pray there's no one standing there beating on the door saying, let me in. You know, it was like in the days of Noah, they mocked him. They did not believe him until the rains came and it was too late. The door had been shut. Don't wait for that door to be shut. But find that place of prayer and know that the Father's arms are extended to you. Even at this very moment, he is faithful. He is merciful. I feel this so very strongly. It's time to keep those lamps burning with oil. You know, it's like a car. When it runs out of gas, it's going to stop. You have to fuel it up to keep it going. And you know, sometimes if you ride it to the point of the E just to see how far you're going to get, and I've done that before, it can run out of gas. And it's the same way with us. If we don't keep ourselves filled up with that heavenly oil, we can run out of steam. We can get very weary. We can get to the point where we just want to give it all up. It just, you know, battle after battle, and not able to pick up our sword and wield it properly. You got to know how to use the sword that is given to you in order to cause the devil to retreat. But I pray if there's anyone under the sound of my voice right now that you are not ready. If the Lord was to swing out on the clouds and take his children home, if you are not ready, I pray that you make yourself ready. That you go to the Father and you lay yourself down as Isaac did, that living sacrifice, and say, Lord, here am I. And you know, I keep going back to the door, and that's the one thing I want to demonstrate for you in this video. I just want you to close your eyes, and I just want you to imagine the sound of a shofar playing in the atmosphere, because I truly believe that sound is going to be very well present when our Lord shall return for his bride. For when the bridegroom comes, I just continue to hear that sound in my spirit. It's one of my most favorite sounds, is that shofar. It's such a powerful sound. But I want you to imagine that it's sounding out through the heavens. Those that were prepared, those that had their lamps filled have entered in, but then a door shuts and here comes some that was not quite ready. They were not quite prepared. They accepted the invitation. They thought they were ready. They thought they had enough oil in their lamps, but that door shut and they didn't quite understand why. And I want you to just close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to picture all of this with me. And I want you to hear this. Can you hear that? Can you imagine a constant knocking at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open to me. Did I not sit in those pews each and every week when those church doors was open? Did I not do this for you? Did I not do that for you? And I see them reaching for the handle of the door, trying to find a way in, but it does not open. And I hear, can you hear the knocking? Can you hear that knocking? And they're saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Give us that one more chance to get more oil, to get where we need to be. And, you know, just continue to hear this knocking in the atmosphere. And they just continue to knock and they continue to beat upon the doors saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But then a voice comes forth and says, I know you not. Now that is where I can't even begin to explain. Such a sadness overwhelms me for those that may be in that place, and I pray not. And that's why I felt so compelled to come on here to do that demonstration for you, that you would not be on the other side of the door, unprepared and knocking to get in, because this is a very, very real thing, and it's not that far in the distance. Don't take for granted that you have all the time in the world to get it right. Today is the day of salvation. And I just pray for every prodigal out there right now that the Lord would just pour out upon you just a mighty outpouring of his spirit that you simply cannot deny and you cannot get away from. But that you will run into the arms of the Father. You know, he leaves the 99 to search after that one. Because he loves you that much. And for those of you that are weary, for those of you that feel like you've fallen by the wayside, for those of you that just want to give up, don't you throw in that towel, because God will throw it right back at you and say, wipe your face, you're almost there. That is one of my favorite quotes. I hold to that even in, you know, the most discouraging of times. You got to get in there and you got to be in it for the long haul. And I just encourage you to just continue. I just want to encourage you that whatever it is you're going through, this too shall pass. and just continue to fill yourself up with that overflow of oil. And I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice right now, that an overflow of oil will begin to flow from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that you will begin to feel it as a wellspring rising up within you, and that you will begin to continue to grow and continue to go and to continue to watch and be prepared. For the bridegroom cometh at an hour that we know not, but he is most assuredly coming. And I just speak that fresh oil from heaven to flow down on each and every one of you, that you're not going to have to be on the side hearing those knocks, but you're going to be on the side with Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get out of... A dear sister actually confirmed this, and it had been on my mind. It's time to get kingdom-minded, not church-minded, not religious-minded, not legalistic-minded. It's time to get kingdom-minded and be about the Father's business. And I just bless each and every one of you, and just go forth continuing to let that heaven's oil rise up within you daily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise the Lord for all he's doing and for all he's going to do within our lives. Just continue to keep your focus on him, for he will take his bride all the way through and all the way home. But just stay prepared. And for those of you that do not know him, for those of you that are not prepared, come. There is a place for you at the Father's table. He's been waiting for you. He's been pursuing you relentlessly. And he's not going to give up on you now. There's a warrior inside of you that needs to come out and not lay dormant any longer. In Jesus' name. I just bless you all. Yes, I do. And I just hope that y'all have an awesome evening.